Whenever a snowstorm hits, the first question most people have is, when is my street getting plowed? People have been asking that a lot over the last two weekends. GLT's Eric Stock talked to someone who usually has the answer. He joined a veteran snowplow driver who worked an extended overtime weekend shift to help make Bloomington routes drivable.
Bobby Potlett has been a driver for Bloomington Public Works for 25 years. He's been on the snow removal crew for the last 20. When he climbed into his dump truck with a snow plow in the front and road salt in the back at 7 o'clock Saturday morning, Poplett had already been clearing roads for 5 hours. The winter storm warning still had 11 hours to go.
I can go home, you know, at any shift, but I try to stay as, you know, until I can. You know, we work three shifts or two shifts or whatever, and then you just go home. If you're tired, you're tired. You go home, you get you some rest, and if they need you, call you back in after the next shift.
They don't want drivers out there who are fatigued.
No, you definitely don't want that.
When I drive in weather like this, after about an hour, I've had enough. So how do you handle like 16 hours of driving through this?
You just get accustomed to it. You know, you gotta, you've done it for so long, it just comes natural. You just gotta know the snow, you know, like if you're driving in, if it's slick, like this is a wet snow, so it could be kind of a slick, slushy type situation. So you just kind of take your time and be safe with it.
I guess I'm afraid to ask, have you ever been involved in an accident?
No.
Really? Wow.
Been in a few ditches, but no.
Sure. That's reassuring. Of course, you probably never had to be interviewed while you're doing this. What's the most enjoyable part of it?
When it's all done and you get to go home.
I imagine, too, though, you're serving an essential function. As you said, it's an emergency function. Is there a certain amount of pride and a sense of responsibility that comes with that?
Oh, yeah. You know, we take pride in what we do. You know, we try to make it look good for the citizens, and that way everybody's happy, you know. So we try to do the best we can.
Now, are you able to sort of shut it off as you go home, or as you're driving back home, you're looking at all these roads thinking, okay, well, this was good. This could have been done better.
You kind of try to, it's a nature thing. You do that, but there's times that you're just like, I don't even want to think about it right now. I just want to get some rest, and then we'll address that when I come back in.
This hasn't been a terrible winter yet, but it hasn't been great at least the last couple of weekends. Does that sort of take its toll when you have two pretty significant storms in such a short amount of time?
It does. It comes down to the whole rest situation. You know, you just got to get yourself, you know, enough rest to where you can gear up for the next go around, because whether or not it's coming.
If you have to put in all this time and these storms have been on weekends, do you get to make up that time during the week? Or is this overtime, or how does that work?
Yeah, this is overtime for us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah. Our shift's Monday through Friday from 7 to 3, so then anything after that is overtime.
And, of course, storms don't normally happen 7 to 3 Monday through Friday.
Not usually.
Poplett says as a snowplow driver, he's mostly self-taught. Snowstorms, as it turns out, are like snowflakes. No two are the same. He says training comes with experience.
You can get training, but being in it is about the best training you're going to get. And each snow and every snow event could be different. So you just learn as you go. There's really no way to prepare for it. You just get in and do what you can every time. Just try to, you know, learn each time as you go.
Last weekend's storm ended up being less severe than first feared. Bloomington Normal received about 3 inches of snow. While winds weren't as strong, the roads were mostly cleared by that afternoon. I'm Eric Stock.
Some parts of western Illinois received close to 6 inches of snow last weekend. That pales in comparison to the foot or more some parts of the region received.